want you. No, I just want you. My pretty little poison. My heart aching tonight. With a kiss on her lips, just like cyanide. Yeah, she came with a warning, but I didn't mind. I'll go out on that high every time. She's my
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. The Israel-Hamas war continues, but talks are underway on a pause allowing humanitarian aid into Gaza and hostages out. Secretary of State Antony Blinken now suggesting the Palestinian Authority should oversee Gaza and the West Bank long-term. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel should govern Gaza for an indefinite period. Former President Trump, a no-show at last night's Republican presidential debate in Miami. The Israel-Hamas war, a top issue, so was abortion. One fiery moment, candidate Vivek Ramaswamy mentioned Nikki Haley's adult daughter as a TikTok user while they sparred over Chinese influence.
In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Your adult daughter, the next generation of Americans.
Haley responded, calling Ramaswamy scum. This is ABC News. President Biden meets with auto workers in Illinois today.
President Biden will praise the UAW for its strike talks that helped reopen a Stellantis factory in Belvidere, Illinois. He is making the trip to highlight how that plant will help create thousands of jobs and promote electric vehicles. Mr. Biden trying to contrast himself to some Republican candidates who he says are less union-friendly. The president promising more blue-collar advances if voters re-elect him in 2024. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
New findings about allergies and heart disease. Researchers say sensitivity to at least one food allergen is associated with a significantly higher risk of dying from cardiovascular issues. The association to milk allergies, the strongest, with up to four times the risk. Good news for some drivers. Gas prices now below $3 a gallon in at least eight southern states. Several western states paying far more. Liz Landers, ABC News.
I've got to admit, no one does Black Friday like Kohl's. I just shopped their early access deals and saved big. With the 15% off going on, I scored a sweater for under $13 and a throw blanket for just $8.49. Then I got 50% off a few of my favorite Sephora at Kohl's beauty finds and earned some Kohl's cash too. These deals are almost over, so don't wait. Get to Kohl's now. Select styles. Offers end November 9th. Sephora, coupons, and Kohl's cash do not apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After a big day for Democrats and elections around the country, the latest Marquette University Law School poll finds President Biden with a 2-point lead over Donald Trump, 50% to 48% among registered voters. Both frontrunners are low on favorables, with Biden at 42% and Trump at 37%. The poll also shows Republicans Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis beating Biden in Wisconsin in hypothetical matchups. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field. An amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million thanks to a tax on concerts and other non-Brewers events. The Senate may vote on the amended bill as early as next week. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Walter Fisher, age 80, of Duluth, died on November 5th at home in Duluth, Minnesota. He is survived by his wife, Corey, of 57 years, and by his children, Scott, of Chanhazen, Minnesota, by Angeli Bonzer, of Chesapeake, Virginia, and by Matt, of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and survived also by his grandchildren. Visitation to be held Thursday, November 9th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a rosary starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Dougherty Funeral Home in Duluth, Minnesota. Massive Christian burial Friday, November 10th at 11 a.m. with a visitation starting at 10 a.m. at the St. Rose Catholic Church located in Proctor, Minnesota. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Fisher, age 80, of Duluth, Minnesota. Gene Calvert, 93, of Park Falls, passed away on Friday, October 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her daughter, Deborah Debbie Christie, by two grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces and nephews. A private burial will take place at the Winnemac Cemetery in Winnemac, Indiana. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Gene Calvert, 93, Park Falls. Rose A. Sokolowski, 87, of Bruce, died on Friday, November 3rd at her home. Rose is survived by her four children, Dee Eberhardt of Ogama, Sue Polacek of Phillips, by Ed Madlin of Glenflora, and by Ann Brockman of Bruce, survived also by her son-in-law, by her daughter-in-law, and by her brother, John Presnicki of Sheldon, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Massive Christian burial for Rose Sokolowski will be 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 11th at Our Lady of the Sorrows Catholic Church in Ladysmith with Father Poppy Reddy Yoruba and Deacon Doug Sorensen officiating. Visitation from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday at the church. The Nash Jackin Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Rose A. Sokolowski, 87, of Bruce. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs, so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Embrace winter at J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Discover fly racing snowmobile riding gear for the entire family, along with top-notch helmets. Explore Chilton trailers and power up with a new Jiffy Ice Auger. We're your trusted sales and service dealer for all power sports and marine equipment. Visit us on Highway 182 and check out our Performance Power Sports showroom at Sugarbush Road inside the Sugarbush Bar. And yes, the bar is open. And J&A Services Marine and Power Sports is your home for quality and experienced service. Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with pure battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And post recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, a few sprinkles possible before noon, changing to a better chance for a few snow showers during the afternoon. Highs top out near 39 degrees. West winds will be breezy, 10 to 25 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, any snow showers end early with a redeveloping chance for a few flurries after midnight. Otherwise, cloudy, lows drop to 27. Winds remain west, 10 to 15, higher gusts remain possible as well. Friday still cloudy, highs make it into the middle 30s, then lows fall back to 23 on Friday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 31.
With Black Friday appliance savings all month long at the Home Depot, we're making the holidays merrier by making holiday hosting easier with our lowest prices of the year on Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Get everything you need to store all your holiday favorites.
Dinner's ready.
And the leftovers. With top-brand kitchen appliances at a great value. Save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages, including top brands like Whirlpool, with Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the holiday deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 50% on custom holiday cards, save 50% on custom invitations, and save 50% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples holiday deals, it's not about the ho-ho-ho, it's about saving do-do-do. Save 50% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Ends 12/16. Visit staples.com/print for more details.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers remain perfect since a season-opening loss.
Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey carried the 76ers offense in their sixth straight win, 106-103 over the Celtics. Sixers coach Nick Nurse.
That's probably did some really good things that we wanted to do. We had a lot of things we didn't want to do happen as well. But, you know, it's kind of that time of year where we got to continue to clean up. You know, some of that.
Embiid had 27 points and 10 rebounds for the Sixers. Maxey finished with 25 points to help Philadelphia hand Boston its second straight loss since a 5-0 start. Kristaps Porzingis scored 29 points but missed a three-pointer in the final seconds. Jason Tatum had just 16 points for the Celtics. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other winners included Indiana, Philadelphia, Washington, Brooklyn, New York, Minnesota, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Miami. This is SRN Sports. Staying with the NBA, a full slate of games. Other winners included Phoenix, Toronto, Denver, and Sacramento. In the NHL, Claude Giroux had two goals and an assist as the Ottawa Senators scored three times in the third period to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-3. Maple Leafs forward John Tavares says they didn't play well enough.
Just too many mistakes that, you know, gives a team like that a lot of skill and speed, the opportunities to make some plays and execute. So just obviously have to cut down on the mistakes and just the level of detail we need consistently throughout 60 minutes.
Jonas Corposalo made 27 saves for the Senators. Other winners were Florida and Los Angeles. One NCAA top 25 men's basketball game last night had number 10 Florida Atlantic defeating Loyola Chicago. The score 75-62. This is SRN Sports.
The Bucks came from 10 down in the fourth quarter to beat the Pistons 120-118 in NBA action at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brook Lopez hit a clutch three late in the fourth quarter to put the Bucks up by four. His block shot on Detroit's final possession helped preserve the win. Giannis Antetokounmpo ejected in the third quarter, so Damian Lillard had 18 points in the fourth, 34 for the game. He says it was a character-building win.
When you're down your best player, in that type of moment where you get a technical foul and then you get another technical foul and it was their ball, you know, it's just when it rains, it pours. You know, we had techs, it was their ball, they had momentum, they was confident making shots. So it was, even though we had a lead, the game was changing, and we know in this league, leads go away quick.
Bucks have won three straight to improve to 5-2. They're at Indiana tonight. Week 10's edition of Thursday Night Football featuring a pair of last place teams. The Bears host the Carolina Panthers at Soldier Field. Packers getting ready for Sunday's noon kick at Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Matt LaFleur says they don't face the Steelers very often, but you kind of know what you get with Mike Tomlin's team.
Styles are very much similar. You know, they've always, like I said earlier, I mean, they're the model of consistency in terms of just their play style and what you can expect when you play the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know you're going to get a very big, very physical football game.
Vikings designated wide receiver Justin Jefferson for return from injured reserve on Wednesday, bringing the 2022 NFL Offensive Player of the Year back to practice with 3 weeks to assess the readiness of his injured right hamstring. Football Badgers 5-4 with three games left in the Big Ten's regular season. They'll host Northwestern Saturday afternoon at 2:30. At the GM meetings in Scottsdale, Brewers GM Matt Arnold says they are in a very real discussion with bench coach Matt Murphy about the Brewers' vacant managerial post. The Brewers looking to replace Craig Counsell, whose contract expired after last season. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love my favorite bar at home. I love going there. I love visiting it because every time I go home, I look right there when you walk in, and still, there's the 86 list. So the 86 list, if you don't know what that is, it's a list of people who have been kicked out of the bar. They're no longer allowed to return. And I love looking at this list every time. Right there on the top of the list is an entire family. And it's not listed. It's not like Deborah, Bobby. No, it literally says this family's last name, dash, all. The entire thing. I want to know that family. You know, I love looking at this list because it's interesting. Because there's a lot of names that are crossed out. Like, people who have, like, made right with God and stuff, you know. And I look at it, I always see this one guy. His name is Trevor. He's in the middle of the list, and his name is crossed out. It's written in pen, and it's written bigger on the bottom in Sharpie. Which means he got kicked out, and then he came back to the bar and was like, guys, things are different. I'm a changed guy. And then he had one sip of alcohol, and he was just like, whoa.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
If you're kids, turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met like a compass needle needing its true north.
She came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. Her mama's mama was born right here, and her roots run deeper than that old town square. She's a good girl, but she's not uptight. She can rise and shine, and she can hang on.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of sun coming out there. Now, it's going to be a windy day today. Hang on. If you got anything outside that you fear may be blown away, go get it. Call somebody to call your neighbor. Call somebody to get it, because it's going to be gusting close to 40 miles an hour, they're telling us, for today. And which direction? It doesn't matter which direction. It's blowing. It just doesn't matter. When the wind's blowing 40, it can come from anywhere. The wind direction of that gusty wind today will be out of the west. Out of the west. 39 today, mid-30s tomorrow, probably close to 40 Saturday, and then pushing 50 Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, all right around 50 and a lot of dry weather. There really is not any significant precipitation right now in our forecast until later next week, and that could always change, of course. The Bucks get a win last night. They were playing. I have the... I hate to point fingers, but I was listening to the Bucks game last night, and they say, we're live at Fiserv Forum. I said, wait a minute. My sheet said it was in Detroit. And it did. I'm looking at my sheet from the folks at the Bucks Radio Network, and it does say the game is in Detroit. But it was in Milwaukee last night, and they won it. They will be in Indiana tonight. That's a lot of traveling. They went to Brooklyn, and they come back home to Milwaukee. Now they fly to Indiana for a game right away again tonight. And then Saturday they go down to Florida to take on the Orlando Magic. So the Bucks doing okay. Giannis got kicked out of that game. Sometimes you just get a feeling that players are just like, you know what? I'm not interested in the rest of this game. It's a long 82 game season, and I'm not saying that's what happened with Giannis, but sometimes I think players are just like, you know what? It's like, I'm not doing anybody any good out here. I'm about ready to melt down. Just kick me out of the game. They kicked Giannis out of the game last night. And then Lillard decided, okay, I guess it's my turn to take over. And he did. And he won it for the Bucks, basically, along with the other guys on the floor also. So the Bucks are 5-2. They're doing good. This weekend, we've got Northwoods Players doing up their show. Thanks to Big G for letting me know about this, because they're doing a classic. We don't have anything scary, do we? Timpani? No, that doesn't work. How about that one?
I demand a little respect.
No, that's not the right one. How about this one?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I'm looking for a scary sound effect. Hang on here. No, that's not it. That was supposed to be Chris Farley. What?
Sweet mother of God, what is the holdup?
All right, so I guess we won't. I love to just randomly go through sound effects. Oh.
Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley.
Yes.
And I am a motivational speaker.
There you go. So, I got no music. Having fun playing sound effects. So, dun, 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 dun. The classic murder mystery. The Play That Goes Wrong is the name of it. It'll be performed by the Northwoods Players at the auditorium there at the Phillips School. Performance is coming up on Friday night and Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 2. Tickets are only $8 for 12 and under, $8 under 12, $10 for students, and seniors are 12. So you can support your community theater by attending this show this weekend. Lots of hard work. Lots of people put in a lot of hard work to make that happen. And they always do such a great job. It just doesn't matter what the show is. They pull it together. It's just amazing, the whole crew with the Northwoods Players. So you got that to take in. You have a lot to do this weekend, all right? You got the theater Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday afternoon. Pick one or two that you want to go to. You got St. Anthony's Catholic Church here at Park Falls. Their big annual holiday fair Saturday, going on from 11 to 2. First Congregational Church, downtown Park Falls. They got their big Christmas bazaar and bake sale Saturday from 9 to 2. And Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. We talked with Pastor Gwen about this yesterday. They have their yearly holiday market. All kinds of fun, unique stuff. And that'll be happening tomorrow from 9 to 2. And that's just a small sampling, I'm sure, of things going on here around the Northwoods for you. What else? We had, some of the news. I just look at some of the news headlines, and I just don't even want to. We don't even think about organized crime in our country. country, but it's still there. 10 mobsters were arrested in New York yesterday. 10 members of the Gambino crime family were rounded up and arrested yesterday for a number of crimes, including racketeering. Does anybody really know what racketeering is? Racketeering, we always hear that. Racketeering sounds like a game of tennis. It's not. Racketeering, extortion, witness retaliation, and union-related crimes. It's amazing to think that the mob and organized crime is still with us in this country, but I guess as long as humans walk the earth, there will be people doing things they probably shouldn't be doing. The U.S. struck Syria yesterday, some targets over there. The Israeli-Hamas war continues, of course, and the Ukraine war continues. Yeah, the men of this country just continue to want to grab guns and just say, that's mine, and it's just dumbfounding to me that after World War One and World War Two that we're at the point where we have people on the ground, hand-to-hand combat. But I guess it only takes one, right? I mean, it takes two technically, but there's one person doing bad stuff. How do you get rid of it? I know. It's just absolutely amazing to me. And a guy was caught with $8.5 million worth of mushrooms yesterday. Drug enforcement officials in Connecticut arrested a 21-year-old man after an investigation uncovered $8.5 million worth of illegal mushrooms. I guess I didn't. We had a bunch of mushrooms behind the radio station here that the deer were eating. I wonder what the deer were up to after that. Oh, these are different types of mushrooms. Okay, all right, not mushroom soup. So those mushrooms can be pretty nasty, some of them. Just ask Aaron Rodgers. $8.5 million worth of mushrooms busted from a guy in Connecticut. We'll give you top and bottom of the hour news updates now on the morning show. Let's get you updated now. Quick look with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. The Israel-Hamas war continues, but talks are underway on a pause allowing humanitarian aid into Gaza and hostages out. Secretary of State Antony Blinken now suggesting the Palestinian Authority should oversee Gaza and the West Bank long term. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel should govern Gaza for an indefinite period. Former President Trump, a no-show at last night's Republican presidential debate in Miami. The Israel-Hamas war, a top issue. So was abortion. One fiery moment, candidate Vivek Ramaswamy mentioned Nikki Haley's adult daughter as a TikTok user while they sparred over Chinese influence.
In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Your adult daughter, the next generation of Americans.
Haley responded, calling Ramaswamy scum. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley leading Biden in Wisconsin. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Members of the nurses union at UW Health plan to deliver 100 pages of safety violations to the state health department. Union members say most of the issues stem from understaffing. Officials with UW Health say that patient safety is not a bargaining chip for the union. Hospital officials say they are working collaboratively with the union to increase staffing. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
St. Anthony's Council of Catholic Women will hold their annual holiday fair on Saturday, November 11th from 11 to 2 in the Padua Center. There will be raffles including a beautiful handmade quilt, bakery, crafts-themed baskets, activities for the kids, a harvest lunch, and much more. Again, that is Saturday, November 11th from 11 to 2 in the Padua Center for St. Anthony's Council of Catholic Women and their annual holiday fair.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Giannis gets ejected from the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the Bucks and the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. Third quarter, Bucks up by 11, and Giannis takes it full court, slams down a signature dunk, the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Giannis' third block, he's going to take it off. Oh, hey! A hammer like nobody has.
After the bucket, Giannis followed up with a monster face and then a whistle foul. Number 34, technical for celebration.
And they, if they called a technical foul on Giannis, that's his second, and he would be gone for the game.
And he seems unapologetic about it. He's saying he's out.
What did he do?
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin after the game.
I thought he made a tremendous play, and he was extremely respectful to the refs. And, you know, I think I just got to do a better job of protecting him.
The final, Milwaukee 120, Detroit 118. The Bucks now head to Indiana to play the Pacers. Game time tonight, 6 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with pure battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And post recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today. Lori, what do you got for us there?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with two sinks, and four bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Boy next door or, ooh, handsome stranger. Why not both?
I want to be free.
Pluto TV has channels solely dedicated to love with all your rom-com favorites, like She's All That, Clueless, Last Holiday, and more. It's TV the way it should be, free and easy.
I want to be free.
So choose love and download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
I want to be free.
Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of financing options and get free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals for huge savings today.
All right, it's Thursday morning. That means it's time to talk all things Shawamigan. Kyle Cronin, our district administrator, nice enough to join us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Joel.
All right, we're getting into the holiday season. We're feeling a little bit of the holiday and Thanksgiving and stuff like that.
You know, that Thanksgiving week, we don't actually have school a couple of days that week.
Yeah, that's nice.
And we actually we give everybody a couple of days off, so no school on that Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
All right.
That's certainly coming up, and we're looking forward to that. I have heard Christmas music in the hallways coming from the music rooms.
Oh, yeah.
So that's starting to ramp up.
Sure.
Speaking of our holiday programs, so we've got the Madrigal coming up, and that's December 2nd and 3rd.
Right.
Those tickets are on sale in the office. I believe those performances are at 4:30. I didn't write that down today, but I believe those are 4:30 on both the 2nd and the 3rd. And again, tickets available in the office. We have a really big event coming up tomorrow morning. 8:30 a.m., public is invited to attend the Veterans Day program. It's going to be in the gymnasium at our South Campus here in Park Falls.
And the public is welcome to come out for that,
right? The public is welcome to come out for that and to honor those who have served our country. And that is a really big day at the school district, and a lot of work goes into that. So and we want to, again, just want to make sure that we honor our veterans, thank them for their service.
Right.
Other things coming up. We do have a parent-teacher night tonight at the high school, and that's from 4 to 7:30. Also up at the North Campus for the middle school, and again, that is 4 to 7:30 p.m. There is a middle school dance tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. So we hope to see our middle school students up there taking advantage of that opportunity.
We have DJ Jazzy Bill Weiler doing the music on that.
DJ Jazzy Bill Weiler is probably doing
just
it.
Just hearing you say is even better. I like it.
So a few other things we're looking for. We are looking for a full-time bus driver, and certainly we would use substitutes in that area, certainly substitutes in our early learning center, and for our aides and our